Triple M.
Take a jetty, take a jetty.
I don't think I'm sick of that song just yet. Yeah, an update. Maritime Construction is the company that will be building the new replacement jetty, and they were in town yesterday catching up with the Shire Council as well as some of the media. And it turns out, some details about the entire project, they're going to employ 20 people. Half of those will be sourced locally. They're also expecting to start construction around March. Deconstruction should be commencing in the next month or so. And how will the new jetty be constructed? I could have a crack at it, but you know what? I'll leave it to the expert, Imran Lombay.
So we're going to be building up from the shore, and that's where we're going to drive the piles from. However, the materials are going to be delivered by barge. So yes, there will be some days that we will have lost weather. But because we're driving the piles from the shore, hopefully the number of days that we lose will be less than a typical jetty construction that is done completely from the water. But
so you're building out, so you obviously have your little modular pieces, and then you actually pile from that piece, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And then what kind of rig have you got?
So what it'll be a 50-ton crane. We will design a pile guide that will be supported on the two piles that we've driven previously. It will cantilever out to the next two piles, and then we will reach out and drive those two piles through that pile frame.
Yeah.
Then remove the frame and then put the beam across and then put the precast planks across and then keep moving forward from there.
That's Imran Lombay. He is the GM of Maritime Construction, the guys who will be building the new tanker jetty. I find that construction methodology completely and utterly fascinating. Now, he did stick around and cover some other issues, including some social issues, which we'll get to after Giorgio Moroder. Together in Electric Dreams, you'll hear more about the tanker jetty next. I'm Sean for Breakfast, Triple M. Unless you're fatigued, then maybe keep listening. I'm sure you'll find it interesting. Triple M.
Across Esperance, Sean for Breakfast.
Take a jetty, take a jetty.
Yeah,
a
jetty, the issue, jetty, look, it's going to kick around until it's finally built, I suppose. And I know with this new tanker jetty project, which is coming up very soon, deconstruction's probably only about a month away. I know the project is going to create a lot of angst amongst the community, and that's because that old wooden jetty, let's face it, it did have a lot of things. It had heritage, it had sentimental value, it had some serious heart. But I think we can all agree that the current state of the jetty is that it's not good. It's falling into the ocean. We're losing pieces of timber by the month. And there has been an argument kicking around social media on what is better, timber or concrete and steel. From my professional experience as an engineer, it's modern materials, but I decided to ask the maritime expert, that is Imran Lombay from Maritime Construction.
So there's obviously been a bit of debate around a timber design and a steel concrete design. Let's say it's not Esperance and there's no history or anything. In your professional opinion, what do you think is more suitable to an Australian coastline for a jetty of this size?
Modern materials, because they're easier to design and easier to maintain and easier to procure.
Imran Lombay speaking there. He's from Maritime Construction, and I don't know whether that's convincing for you. For me, it is. He just says modern materials is the way to go. That doesn't mean it rectifies the fact that you're losing an icon of the town. I think it's already been lost, is my personal opinion. But hey, I've only been here for a couple years. But hopefully that puts that issue to bed. Concrete and steel is the way to go, from the expert's mouth. There's a crowded house. I reckon I'm going to get some backlash for that one. I honestly do. After 8:30, we're going to meet a musician from Denmark, Triple M.